The opposition Labor Party has introduced legislation to Parliament that aims to legalise same-sex marriage without the need for a national vote. But Greens MP Adam Band says it will be difficult for some coalition members to support a Labor Party bill under any circumstance.
What we're worried about is that if one particular party or one particular person tries to own this issue, that it'll fall over.
The Greens teamed up with Independents Andrew Wilkie and Cathy McGowan to co-sponsor a separate bill rejecting the plebiscite.
The members of the crossbench are inviting Labor and Liberal to join with us to co-sponsor a bill that is owned by no one but owned by everyone, so that everyone in the Parliament could vote according to their conscience and get behind the bill.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says it doesn't matter whose name is on the bill as long as the legislation passes.
Now, I don't care whether marriage equality is owned by the government or the opposition by the crossbench, I just want the outcome. But I do think the best way to get the outcome is to have a cross-party bill, something that everyone in the Parliament and every party and non-aligned members can all have ownership of.
Further pressure is also being put on the government by prominent LGBTIQ Australians. Comedian Magda Szubanski, Olympian Matthew Mitchum and actor Simon Burke are among those who have joined forces to oppose a national vote. Sharon Faulkner from the Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays says the plebiscite will hurt vulnerable people.
There's lots of hard evidence to say that the damage to the mental health of particularly our young people, but even our older LGBTIQ people, will suffer because of the anguish that this will cause.
Sabrina Woodward, City Journal.